Hi guys, this is my seventh podcast. Hope everyone is well. So yeah, just wanted to say, as we see more and more movies coming out in the theaters, I just want to say in terms of the superhero genre, which I think has been debatable and overdone, one of my favorite superheroes of all time, and one of the greatest overall, would have to be, in my opinion, Batman. Specifically, Kevin Conroy, who is one of the greatest voice actors who ever lived. God bless his soul, may he rest in peace. As I saw another new series come out, well, the trailer for it specifically, I believe it's called Batman the Caped Crusader. I'll have to double check if that's the name, so sorry about that. And after remembering the Lego Batman movie, which is one of the newest adaptations to come out, specifically 2017, I think, along with the Batman with Robert Pattinson. I don't know, guys. Just need to get my water. I don't know, guys. I just feel like I had to say something about one of the greatest superheroes of all time, and in my opinion, the greatest superhero with no powers, in which I think Captain America and Daredevil are up there with him as well. Okay, I guess I can't limit that spot to one hero, so my bad, guys. My mistake. I don't know, I'm just someone who's grown up watching Justice League, Justice League Unlimited, the various Batman, the animated series with Kevin Conroy and Mark Hamill. Just gathering my thoughts here. I just feel whenever someone tries to write Batman or tries to make the 100th cartoon about him, which I don't know how many there are specifically, it just doesn't feel the same without Conroy. I just feel his was not overly goofy like Joel Schumacher's, even though I still think that's one of the funniest and best adaptations ever made with Jim Carrey. Tommy Lee Jones and Nicole Kidman. But I think we've gotten so much of the overly gritty stuff like Batman being his old, mean loner who uses his brute strength and everything is so dark around him. I just think we've seen so much of that. But one thing you rarely see nowadays is his moral code and his compassion and humanity, which I guess is the best words I can use. I just feel Batman's compassion is what makes everyone in Gotham and everyone in the real world and just Batman's fan overall say, hey, you know, just like Christian Bale said to Joseph Gordon-Levitt in The Dark Knight Rises, anyone can be Batman, that's the point. And that's another awesome portrayal of Batman, so thank you, Christian Bale. I guess, guys, I've just seen so much of the time the typical superhero has no super powers but is built to human peak physical perfection like Captain America, Punisher, Daredevil, Red Hood, Nightwing, etc. The list goes on trying to seek vengeance and usually gets outclassed by someone with superpowers eventually and is considered resourceful in their superpowers intelligence. They're basically a superhuman overall. We've seen that whole take before in cinema. Gonna get my water. But the thing is, guys, I just feel that isn't the only main aspect of Batman. And I think he's one of the originals who had that take before of being peak physical human condition. I don't know, I just feel that's been overdone and we forget, especially DC, no offense, I'm a big DC fan. Batman is the real identity of Batman. And Bruce Wayne, I guess, is the shell. I guess that's the best word to describe him. That viewpoint changes from time to time. I'll have to really rethink that. But I'm saying this because I remember a collection of episodes that I've seen from Batman, the animated series, just starring Kevin Conroy. And in contrast to what you see with Ben Affleck, I just feel Batman being this alcoholic and breaking his no and breaking his no-kill rule isn't Batman. That's Thomas Wayne from the Flashpoint Paradox movie. And that's Punisher. And Red Hood. Batman is... I mean, he's this humanity that can use compassion to restore one's humanity within the villains that you see on screen, and you see themselves there once human too. And still, no matter... And still, you know, with even the crimes that they've done in Gotham City, you know, Penguin, Joker, Poison Ivy, Mr. Freeze, why do you think you always get the origin story? They're simply just not overpowered people in a costume. The only person that I ever saw was silly was, you know, the Condiment King. And for those who you don't know, I think he's a supervillain that uses mustard and ketchup as weapons, just like his name suggests. I have to admit, I had to do my research on his origin story, but I don't know. I just remember laughing at him, not taking him seriously, as he's using ketchup to fight Batman and using mustard as well. But I think it's still pretty awesome to food fight Batman. So I'll have to do my research on that villain. But more so, guys, it's the darkness and evil of being pushed to that breaking point that we see with these villains. Like you see with Mr. Freeze in Batman Sub-Zero. You feel bad for Mr. Freeze as he just wanted to save his wife. And he does have that humanity with him that Batman eventually, you know, sees himself and kind of helps him maintain throughout, you know, all the other Batman films as well. And even in the cartoons. No one else does it like Batman. I guess Batman kind of helps you see the good in everyone, which you don't see in a lot of days, really. And that's Batman's power. He's a symbol for not just for Gotham City citizens, but for even the villains. I guess that's the best way I can describe it. And he lives on. I mean, you see that with what Amanda Waller has done in Batman Beyond for anyone who watches Batman Beyond and Justice League. I don't know. I just feel sometimes whenever you see a new Batman movie comes out, you wonder, does the director really even know Batman? A real Batman fan knows that his compassion is the real superpower that allows him to rehabilitate criminals and offer that possible redemption into becoming the person that Batman is in the future, showing it is possible, guys, when avoiding breaking his rule of respecting life, especially when you factor in Joker into the equation. You look at Mr. Freeze or Joker as if it's Batman is the embodiment of not letting that one bad day fully take over him and becoming the force that took away something from him, him in such a cruel way. I don't know, just Batman wants everyone to do better. That's what makes him Batman. That's what makes Batman Batman. Hopefully we'll see that with future cinematic adaptations. And hopefully people start watching the animated series for anyone who hasn't seen it. Hopefully you get to watch it, all the ones starring Kevin Conroy again, because I just think that's a masterpiece in animation and just film in general. Alright, everyone, those are my thoughts as always. Thanks for listening as always. Hope you guys have a great, awesome day. Thank you. Bye-bye.